Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
This is part 20, the final part of The Fire of God. And this series, I know, has been amazing. He's been so wonderful. And I know this, the Lord is not going to stop sending the fire. He is not. He is not going to stop sending the wind of refreshing. That will not stop, beloved. You know why? Because we are worshiping God Almighty in spirit and in truth. And if you are genuinely, honestly, in truth, worshiping Him, the refreshing is not going to end. And as the final part of the fire of God, I just wanted to revisit the Acts of the Apostles, and chapter 2, and verse 1 and following, it says this. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Suddenly, there was a sound of a mighty windstorm. And the Acts of the Apostles tell us it filled the house where they were sitting. I want you to consider the power of the fire of God. I knew I had to bring a word from this scripture again, and I thought, you know, I don't want to repeat what I've already said. I really don't. And already, Almighty God is giving me an insight into this that I didn't see before. And this is amazing. We know, beloved, there were around 120 people gathered. And I love the way Paul describes this, or rather Luke describes this, not Paul. Paul was not describing Acts of the Apostles until later, but it was Luke, Dr. Luke himself, who was describing this. And he was saying, all the believers, watch this, beloved, all the believers, say after me, all the believers were gathered together. Here's the early church. Here's the early church right here. All of these believers, all of them, are gathered together. And they numbered around 120. As soon as they left that place and went into the town, if you will, we see a little bit later on. It's amazing. In verse 5 it says, at that time there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. Therefore, when we see that believers were given tongues, they were given those tongues for a reason. They didn't know what they were saying. They had no idea. But the Lord gave them tongues. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages. Look, it doesn't say tongues, actually. It says other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. In the King James Version, it says, And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Beloved, they went into the town, they went into the village square, if you will. And it says, at that time there were devout Jews from every nation. Look, devout Jews from every nation. Not one nation, from every nation. They were all over the place. Devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. And when they heard the loud noise, everyone came running and they were bewildered. Watch. To hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are from Galilee. And yet we hear them speaking our own native languages. And we find out that from 120, there were then 3,000 believers. 3,000 believers. And now there are billions of believers. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say million, I said billions of believers around the globe, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Why? Because right there, right at the beginning, was the fire of God. Look. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, if we consider now, right across the globe, if we consider now those who believe, those who are believers, those who are Christians, those who are worshiping Christ, many of them do not believe in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Many of them do not believe in speaking in other tongues. Many of them do not believe in the prophetic words. Many of them do not believe in the apostolic teaching. Many of them do not believe that the Holy Spirit is alive today and is changing lives. Think about this. What is there to attract anyone? If someone doesn't believe in the fundamental part of Christianity, and that is the Holy Spirit, the three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and hey, God the Holy Spirit. If believers only believe in two of those things, God the Father, God the Son, and they are missing the Holy Spirit, how much more are they missing because of that? And how can the fire of God spread if that belief system isn't in place? We see the early Christians here, the first century Christians right here. We see the believers gathered together, 120 of them, and we see that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Quite clearly we see they are all filled with the Holy Spirit. The fire of God has come down, so much so that there is a tongue of fire on each and every one of them. And they all go out into the marketplace and they begin to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gives them utterance. And what do? They start talking about Jesus, and then all of a sudden there are 3,000. Do you see this? This is what is so exciting. And I had no idea this morning when I realized I had to revisit Acts, the second chapter. I had no idea, but this was what God had in his heart to tell you. It is because of the Holy Spirit. It is because of God the Father. It is because of God the Son that Christianity is worldwide. It is because of the three, not just two, not just one, but it's because of the three.
And you may well say to me, David, I don't know the Holy Spirit, and I should. You may well say to me, David, I've missed this teaching so badly, and I've made a mistake in my life so badly. I was always taught that the first century Christians, the Holy Spirit died out with the first century Christians, and it is not relevant to us today. That's what I was taught, David. Well, I am saying to you, beloved, you were taught wrong. Because the Holy Spirit is so alive now and sends his fire, sends the fire of Almighty God to descend on you like a tongue of flame on your head. Are you willing right now to receive? Are you willing to receive what the Holy Spirit has for you? Are you ready to be filled to capacity with the Holy Spirit? Are you ready to have your life completely changed? Earlier on, I was saying, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Well, these are God's plans for your life. These are part of his plans for your life. Are you going to say yes? Are you going to say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. Are you going to say it? If you would like to receive the power of the Holy Spirit in your life right now, say yes. And when you say yes, let me assure you of this. Let me personally guarantee your life will be inextricably changed, totally changed. My father's life was completely and utterly changed. In 1968, he preached for 30 years that the Holy Spirit died out in the first century. And my father was a great theologian, and he was convinced it died out. It died out. Do you hear what I says? It died out. No, he did not die out. He is alive, as Jesus is alive, as God the Father is alive. And then my father's life was changed when he realized for all those years he was wrong, and he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. My dad was never the same again. Believe me, never, ever the same again. Totally different, completely and utterly different, as was my mother. Their lives were totally and utterly transformed. Do you want that change in your life? Just say yes. Hallelujah and glory to God. Well, if you've said yes, I want you to say these words with me. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I ask you now, Lord God, to fill me full of your Holy Spirit right now, right here. Fill me to overflowing. Baptize me, Lord, in your Holy Spirit. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Feel the wind now, beloved. the wind of refreshing.